All right, so it is official. The media thinks that we may be the dumbest people on Earth. Certainly, we are a group of citizens that are the dumbest citizens on Earth. We're the dumbest country on Earth because they are still today selling this total crap that a $3.5 trillion piece of legislation will actually cost you $0. That's right, not a single dime. Now, if you're listening to this podcast today, please get in the game, get in the fight, and help us fight back. Hit the little share button and share this podcast, and please write us a review. We are now in the top 20 political podcasts in America this week, all because of you. Without you sharing this podcast and getting other people to know about it and helping us expose what's going on with these liberal scumbags in the media and this administration, this message doesn't get out. It's because of you. I'm just the guy that puts it together. So thank you guys for doing that. Now, the media is obsessed, obviously, with Joe Biden somehow pulling off the biggest scam in history. They are desperate to save Joe Biden, and they are desperate to make sure that you are bamboozled into somehow believing that there is like a new type of math in this country. And the math is psychotic math, right? They're wanting you to believe that $3.5 trillion in legislation will cost you zero. Now, earlier this week, I played for you some of this, you know, these one-liners, and it just got stupid. And I'm like, surely the media is not going to try to sell this. They went into overdrive in the last 12, 15 hours. We put together a montage for you that I want you to hear. And this is a cut. And again, share this right now. All right. Make sure you share this podcast. Hit that little forward arrow. Put it on social media. Give it to your friends and family. Because this montage you may only hear here. Of all of the media doing the work on behalf of the Democratic Party, where they're trying to just convince you and play this. Now, I also want to put this in compare and contrast for you to the media when Donald Trump was pushing legislation. You remember when CNN came out with their facts first that an apple is, you know, an apple, it's not an orange and all that other crap that they did? Remember when MSNBC came out and they're like, we're not going to put up the Donald Trump propaganda anymore. We're not going to allow him to continue to lie and put out his lies, and we're going to protect you from Donald Trump. Remember that? Remember when they went on sanctimoniously on CNN? They were like, you know, we are refusing to give you the daily press briefings because the president's just grandstanding and being crazy on TV when it came to COVID. Remember when every day, and early on, by the way, what was the attack on Donald Trump? Donald Trump was, well, he's not being transparent enough with COVID. He's not talking to the American people enough, and he needs to do more. So then he's like, all right, I'll call your bluff. I'll come out every day in the middle of the afternoon, and I'll have a COVID-19 press conference so that you guys know what's going on with COVID, and you sure as hell know what we're doing in our administration. Remember that? And then the media was like, we're not going to cover it. ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, nope, not going to cover the president because he's saying that you should drink bleach and Clorox. Never said that, but it's all good. Then he brought up hydroxychloroquine. They lost their ever-loving minds. Went insane. I mean, they totally lost their minds. They went crazy. They went absolutely insane because the president pushed something out there that people were using around the world, and they were like, we're not going to put out misinformation. Remember that? We're not going to put out misinformation on hydroxychloroquine. Now, what they did do is they decided we're going to have doctors come on TV and we're going to have those doctors and scientists ridicule the president and tell you why you should never take hydroxychloroquine. It's the same thing that we've seen recently happen with people saying that people like, you know, Joe Rogan are taking, you know, horse medicine, horse dewormer, right? With this new medication, and we're not even going to talk about it on TV and we're not going to dignify it, but don't do it. It's terrible. And they were trashing someone who, by the way, got it from a doctor, but it's not what the media is telling you should take. Remember, hydroxychloroquine was not controversial as a medication until Donald Trump brought it up. And as soon as he did, the media said, aha, he's trying to play doctor. We're going to ruin him. We're going to tell him he's trying to kill you. And then we're not going to allow for this type of information to get out. So We are the gatekeepers of what is truth. And we are not going to allow him to lie to you and put your life in peril by telling you to take hydroxychloroquine. Just want to remind you of the media we're dealing with. Fast forward to now, where's that same media is the question I want to ask. Where is that media saying we're going to refuse to put these Democrats on TV? Oh, and I forgot. Hold on. Let's go back for a second. Remember when they also started banning Trump surrogates, saying we're not going to allow you to go on TV? Remember when they were attacking even some of my own colleagues, saying horrendous things about them and banning them from TV, saying we're not going to allow these Trump apologists, these Trump propagandists on our network anymore. We are going to be the arbiters of truth, and we've decided they're not truthful, and so therefore we're banning them from TV. Right? We're going to ban them and what they have to say on TV. Just remember that media. Now, fast forward to the Democrats now. Where are they? Where's the media on this, right? Where's the media saying we're not going to allow liars on TV to lie about something that so easily you can fact check? Like, it's impossible to not raise taxes when having a $3.5 trillion piece of legislation. It's a lie, and the fact checkers can fact check it, that the idea, the quote, this $3.5 trillion legislation will cost zero. That's what they said. Don't be mad at me. That's their words. Now, you would think that the same, you know, holier than thou, we are gods of truth and virtue, would come out and say we're no longer going to allow people like Jen Psaki to be aired on our networks while she lies to you. We're not going to allow the president to push this propaganda. We're going to stop covering these White House press conferences while they lie to you and tell you that they're not going to raise their taxes on you when, in fact, they're going to have a massive tax increase. And we're not going to allow them to lie and say, I'm quoting, this $3.5 trillion piece of legislation costs you zero. You would think the same media that did what they did to Trump, right? We're never going to allow him on TV. We're not going to allow him on Twitter. We're not going to allow him on Facebook. We're not going to allow him to talk about hydroxychloroquine. We're not going to allow his messengers on TV. We're not going to allow his surrogates on TV. We're not even going to allow the people that work at the White House to speak on behalf of the president to come on TV, because we have decided we are the arbiters of what is true and what is real. We are the media. You would think they would do the same thing, right? When you're having a lie that's as ridiculous as the lie that you can increase spending by $3.5 trillion in legislation and tell people it costs zero. Yet, you ready for this? The media is allowing them to say exactly the things I just mentioned. The media is allowing them to say these ridiculous, absurd, and insane things. The media is allowing them to say things that are absolutely psychotic, that are untrue, that are lies, and that are going to do harm to this country. Again, I'm using their own rules here. So take a listen to this montage of all the Democrats who literally not only can't do math, but they're doing math that you can prove is wrong, and you could fact check it, and you should silence them, right? The media should not allow what I'm about to play for you to ever have hit their airwaves, but we got all this information from them and their airwaves.
Reconciliation package would cost $0.
And best of all, the cost of these bills in terms of adding to the deficit is zero. Zero. Zero.
As I said to the president, I heard him say, this is a $0 bill because it's all going to be paid for with taxes on the wealthiest corporations and the wealthiest individuals.
But at the end of the day, Chris, I think what's important for people to understand is that this piece of legislation costs zero. We're going to pay for it all.
It's not about a dollar amount.
By the way, let me just stop here real quick. These are all elected officials that you're hearing right now. These are all congressmen, senators, Nancy Pelosi that you just heard her voice. They're on the biggest news shows in the country doing a full court press with the same exact talking points. It's going to cost zero. It's $3.5 trillion. No, but it's not going to cost anything. Well, but it's $3.5 trillion in spending. How are you going to pay for it? Well, no one's going to pay for this. This is going to cost you zero. Now, these are the, you know, if you use the standards the media came up with Trump, right, and they didn't, obviously, hydroxychloroquine is a great example, right? They decided to pick and choose what they wanted you to hear and not want you to hear, and then they decided to claim that things were false and lies, even if it was true. This time, it's an actual lie, and they are helping the Democratic Party sell it to the American people 24/7 over the last several days without fact-checking them. Now, you can actually fact-check this, and you know it's impossible. Like a child with cookies in his mouth, you're eating a cookie, and the kid's like, uh-uh. You know the kid's lying, right? You can fact-check it. Open your mouth. You can do the same thing with this. Like, okay, you need $3.5 trillion, and you have to get it from somewhere. Where are you getting it? Taxpayers. Okay, so it does cost $3.5 trillion. No, it doesn't. Well, no, it does, because to get the $3.5 trillion, President Biden and surrogates and Congress and senators, like, you can cut this off. And then at a certain point, as a member of the media, right, that is so brilliant and so smart, the Jake Tappers of the world, you should be offended that they think you are so stupid to believe this type of crap, right? That's what you would think, right? You would think that they would, that literally they would be offended by the fact that they're coming on your show, the Lead with Jake Tapper, or CBS This Morning, or the Today Show, or whatever it is, and you would think they'd be furious, that they would think they could come on your turf, on your show, and they could lie to you this way, and you would just let them without challenging them. So the only question I have now is, okay, well, maybe they're in on it too. Did you ever think about that? Maybe they are in on it too. Take a listen.
The dollar amount, as the president has said, is zero. This bill will be paid for.
This is a tax cut.
Some have expressed publicly that they're not comfortable with the 3.5, even though zero costs $0.
But in fact, the bill itself will not cost $3.5 trillion in the sense that it will be entirely or at least partly paid for. So the actual cost in terms of deficits will be smaller than that, perhaps even zero, although I think that's unlikely.
Secretary Yellen, do you believe that President Biden's reconciliation package proposal, the one with the $3.5 trillion in total spending, will cost zero and be fully paid for?
Yes, I do.
We talk about price tags. It is zero price tag on the debt. We're paying. We're going to pay for everything we spend. So it's not, you know, people, understandably, well, you know, it started off at $6 trillion. Now it's $3.5 trillion. Now is it going to be $2.9 trillion? It's going to be zero.
So are you now admitting that the plan does not cost zero? Or is it less than zero?
Well, let's not dumb this down for the American public here. What we're talking about is how much the top line investments are, which are all paid for. So therefore, it costs zero. No matter what the cost or size of the top line investments are, we have ways to pay for it.
And if it's, again, you notice here, it costs zero. You don't believe us, and the media is helping them with every bit of this cost zero. The Democrats literally, they can do math. They're obviously not applying the math accurately. They're lying to you. This is a massive lie. One of the biggest lies in finance we've ever seen. You think Bernie Madoff was running a Ponzi scheme? Look at what they're doing. They're trying to convince the American people, and the media's in on it, that a $3.5 trillion piece of legislation costs you zero. You think Bernie Madoff was a bad guy? Dude, Bernie Madoff is a saint compared to what these guys are about to do to the American economy and the American taxpayer. I mean, I'll give Nancy Pelosi a little credit here. At least when she was passing Obamacare, she was intellectually honest. Like, we won't know what's in the bill until we pass the bill. And I'm not sure that I actually believe her. I don't think she read the damn bill. Right? It was a free-for-all. Get it done. Pass it. Hurry up. We got a supermajority, basically. We're going to ram this down your throat. Everybody get in anything they want to get in there. Let's go. Move forward. We won't know what's in it till after we pass it, and then we'd sit down and we read the damn bill. She was accurate. This time, though, like, they know it's going to cost $3.5 trillion. And they're telling you that it's not going to cost $3.5 trillion when it's going to cost $3.5 trillion. And they keep saying this over and over again. And the media lets them do it.
It's a $2 trillion spending plan. Net, it costs $2 trillion.
Well, I'm not necessarily sure about that.
Zero.
$0.
$0 bill.
Zero.
Zero.
Zero costs $0?
It's going to be zero.
So therefore, it costs zero.
Zero. Zero. Zero.
What am I doing here?
What am I doing here? I love the president. What am I doing here? I'm lying to you. Telling you something that's just not true. That's what I'm doing. We can't do math in the Democratic Party. No, you actually can. You absolutely can. You know, you go back to masking for a second. I'm going to connect these two dots real quick. Media is helping them do the same damn thing. I'm going to play you something that's starting to feel like communism. And my point is, we don't have a free and independent media anymore. We have a communist government-controlled media. They're doing the same thing with vaccine and mask mandates and vaccine mandates and the budget. This is nothing but state-run media. This is no different than what Russia has, right? This is no different what they have in China at this point with the Chinese communist propaganda. This is no different than what they deal with in Venezuela or Cuba, right? This media is controlled clearly by the federal government. And the federal government's now telling them what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. The federal government's saying, you're going to put this person on TV, and they're going to say this, and you're not going to challenge them. It is no different than what we've seen from this media when it comes to mandates and losing your rights. CNN's out there telling you, you know, you don't get your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness until we give you your life, which is conditional on our conditions. Then we'll give you back your liberty. Then you'll give you back your pursuit of happiness. In other words, you get your freedoms after we tell you what your freedoms are for that day of the week. And then whatever you have left over, you should be happy because that's true freedom, which is not freedom at all. You know, if the media just came out, and I want you to think about how quickly this would all end. The media wasn't state-sponsored, state-run propaganda. No different than Russia, no different than China. They could end the insanity that $2 trillion, $3 trillion, $4 trillion in spending, new spending is increase in spending is not going to cost you any money. Like, they could all refuse to air it. They could all say, we have a duty to the American people to not allow for this type of propaganda to be put on our airwaves. And we know that $3 trillion in spending always costs something. This idea that they would cost zero is impossible. So until this administration is intellectually honest, we are not going to allow this propaganda on the air. That's what they were doing with Trump, except when it was with Trump, he was telling you the truth, and they didn't want you to hear the truth. So they said, we're going to stop him from talking to you. It's what they did with Facebook. It's what they did with Twitter. It's what they did with everything else, right? That Donald Trump connecting directly with the American people is too dangerous to the Democratic Party and the Democratic state-run media. So they just said, we're going to silence him. And then they said the same thing about his surrogates. And they claimed it was because they wanted to keep you safe from propaganda from Donald Trump and Donald Trump's team. So whether it's the budget right now, or whether it's the Democratic Party telling the media what to say on their behalf, just like they do in North Korea, about COVID, about vaccines, about mandates, this is nothing but communism. This is the type of coverage you get in a communist country. And if you think the media isn't doing and saying exactly what the White House is telling them to say, you haven't been paying attention. Now we have the clips. Listen.
Likes to mandate people to do things that they may not want to do. But sometimes for the greater good of society, you have to do that.
You've got to start telling people if you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this office or this place of business.
We really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American, that if you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated. Travel and having the right to travel interstate, it's not a constitutional right as far as I know.
Getting vaccinated is not a personal choice. It's not. It's something that we do for the community.
I think that he should approach this with an iron fist.
If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come to work.
People aren't then going to threaten to go to another workplace. If every workplace has that same requirement, that's a good thing. So
again, this is all mainstream media you're listening to right now. This is the media doing the dirty work of the Biden administration, running the media like a communist government runs their state. Organized state-run media. Nobody likes to mandate people to do things they don't want to do, but sometimes for the greater good of society, you have to do that. Quote unquote, Anthony Fauci. Well, if every company mandates vaccines, then people lose their jobs, but then they'll stop losing their jobs because they won't be able to find another job without having a vaccine. So then everybody will get a vaccine. That means you have no rights. We can tell you and dictate to you anything and everything we want you to do. That's what they're saying right now in their words. I'm not manipulating their words. I'm not putting words in their mouth. This is what communism sounds like on every channel in America that the mainstream media, I guess they wake up in the morning. They just go to the White House and they say, hey, Psaki, hey, Biden, tell us what to say today. What do you need us to push today? What agenda do you need us to push? How do you need us to push it? How do you need us to say it? Because that's exactly what they're doing.
Well, I don't think it's overreach. I think this is what's needed in the middle of a pandemic. And in fact, I think the Biden administration, if anything, could have gone even further.
And those governors that stand in the way, I think it was very clear from the president's tone today that he will run over them.
If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this gym.
Screw your freedom, because with freedom comes obligations and responsibilities.
Yeah, I love that. Screw your freedoms. This is on the mainstream media, night after night, day after day, hour after hour. Now, you notice why they're doing all this. They're not scaring you with death counters, because the death counters actually hurt Biden's administration, right? You won't find a death counter on TV like they had the whole entire time under Donald Trump. Breaking news. More people have gotten COVID. Don't vote for Donald Trump. That's what it is.
Your personal choice ends where my right not to get killed by an infectious disease begins. So we have these collective actions for the good of the community, not the individual.
Yeah. We don't live in a bubble. We live in a community. And that is why there have been a number of instances throughout history where we have made a decision as a society to abide by common rules that protect the common good.
We really have to think in terms of what is best for society at this point.
If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this, get onto this airplane.
You can stay unvaccinated if you want, but you're not going to be able to travel to see your family.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
But our patience is wearing thin. And the media is putting this out every day. Now, of course, 700,000 Americans dying under the leadership of Joe Biden, a guy who came out and was like, well, if you elect me, I'm going to fix this pandemic and I'm not the problem, right? I'm not the issue. Joe Biden is going to fix everything. That's what they said, right? That was it. That was what they said they were going to do. They're going to fix everything. Okay. They're going to fix everything. All of it. Just vote for me. Seems like the Biden plan not really working out. One more example. U.S. economy added 194,000 jobs in September, missing the estimates. Another headline. Payroll growth in the U.S. misses big for a second straight month. September's job report badly misses expectations, with payrolls increasing by just 94,000. These guys will push any lie that they can possibly push. No matter what, they'll just push it. The economy is good, folks. No, it's not. Yes, it is good. Trillions of dollars in spending will cost you nothing. Yes, it will. No. We tell you it won't. We mean it. It won't. Don't worry. It won't. This is nothing more than communism and a government that's controlling the media. And I just laid it all out for you right there in 26 minutes. Please make sure you share this podcast. If you're listening, write us a review wherever you're listening to this right now to help us tremendously, but help us spread this news and what we gave you today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks for listening as always. See you back here tomorrow.